ones that sew, but I got somebody to rock to. And I'm glad it ain't you, and the one I can talk to. I know you pull me through the things I got myself up to. And now I sit back and wonder, how can I make it without you? How can I do it without you? Cause I realize that there's no way. It's always a question that I wonder, and I figure out that there's no doubt that I'm nothing without you.
Greetings, greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 2nd, 2011. And let me, right quick, keeping these things in mind, the wickedness of this system, the wickedness of the Obama administration, the administration in Italy and France and Britain and the powers in Israel, giving their souls to Satan, giving their souls to the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the synagogue of Satan, and trying to impart that spirit and wickedness to us to cause us to support the killing of our sisters and brothers in the human family so that they can steal and thieve land, wealth, and resources and turn them over to the 1%, 2% Wall Street oligarchs, corporate elite plutocrats, and the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and so on. Let me shift over to Proverbs. We had some Sunday school lessons. We have Sunday school every week. And these Sunday school lessons are so interesting. We've been in Proverbs for a while. And Brother Solomon, being an African Hebrew Israelite king, is commissioned by the Most High to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, to stand up against the oppressor. Brother Solomon was anointed, and he was anointed to fight the oppressor and defend the oppressed. And so this wisdom book called Proverbs is the type of wisdom that when we understand it, it's like the book of Revelation, because all of this is revelation. Revealing to us the wicked powers, revealing to us the synagogue of Satan, and how we're to organize for freedom, justice, and equality. But your brain has to be locked into that reality, because those same wicked powers that we always speak about, they control your religious schools and houses, and they teach you how to think about the Bible, Quran, and other religious books, rather than allow the original writer to teach us what that writer is thinking. We allow the ruling class and families to teach us what the writer is thinking, and it is not the same as what the writer is thinking and what the writer wants to get over to us. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13th. We got into that last session, I believe. Take hold. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. And Solomon is talking about wisdom. The she here and the her here are feminine descriptions describing wisdom. Wisdom will cause us to see that the Obama administration is leading us into supporting killing and destruction of the human family. That's wisdom. So don't let go of Mama Wisdom. Chokma, Mama Holy Spirit. That's one of her titles, wisdom. Mama Holy Spirit is trying to get us to reject killing and warfare and bloodshed. Enter not, verse 14, chapter 4, enter not into the path of the wicked. Don't enter into the path of the wicked. Let me look up this word wicked, 7563, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Wicked, criminals, guilty ones, one guilty of a crime. Now you see, your little poor gangbanger, your little poor drug dealer, they're called criminals and the guilty ones. But they are nothing when you look at the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, who control the world's central banks, the world's military, the world's intelligence agencies, and the mining corporations that mine the wealth out of the land, thieving the wealth and the resources from the people, killing 10 million Congolese in 10 years, up to now, still killing and killing, so you and I can buy TVs and cell phones and whatnot, and we don't care. Enter not into the path of these wicked ones, these true guilty ones, truly guilty ones. We must teach our little drug dealer and gangbanger, you'll never be a drug dealer and a gangbanger like the House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. You can't roll that hard. So you might as well give up that lifestyle, disconnect your mind from the mentality of the wicked ruling class, and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, and let us come together and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Ah, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. That word evil, 7451, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word is ra. But in this case, the Ra is used to signify an evil one. Not the Ra, Raharakte, Amen Ra of the Most High. But this Ra is an evil Ra because these people are using light and wisdom for evil. These wicked ones, these wickedly intelligent ones, and wickedly wise ones are using wisdom, intelligence, and knowledge, light, but using light for evil. And so they're bad, disagreeable, malignant. Something that's malignant is something that is evil and something that would do you detriment and do you harm. That's the House of Rothschilds. That's the Oppenheimers. It was the ruling class and ruling families in that day during Solomon's time, the Hyksos. We talked about the Hyksos all the time. It was Caesar and Rome during the time of Jesus on this earth in that time. Today, it's the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the synagogue of Satan. These wicked and evil ones, don't go in their pathway. Don't do their wicked bidding. Obama administration, Hillary Clinton. Why would you continue to do the wicked bidding of the House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and play to us like you love us and you're killing people all over the earth? Verse 15, avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they, watch this now. Verse 16, chapter 4 of Proverbs. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief. And who is the they here? The they are the wicked. Who are the wicked? It's the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. That is the they that Solomon is speaking about. The Hyksos and all of their wicked imps and elites all through the Arabian region, Israel-Palestine region, Mesopotamia region at that time during Solomon about 1000 BC, I believe. The wicked Hyksos who came down from Europe, they're the wicked at that time. And they had raised up elites all over that region. And Israel's duty was to fight the wicked ruling class and ruling families. That word inhabitants, I believe, is 9:7 of Joshua. fight the inhabitants of this land, that does not mean the common people, the oppressed. That means the oppressor, the ruler, the judges, those who sit in rulership and oppress the people. That's who Israel was to fight. And Israel offered citizenship to all ethnicities and tribes who would join Israel and become nationalized as an African Hebrew Israelite, and who would pledge to fight the wicked ones, fight the evil ones, the wicked ruling class and families. So we call ourselves Christians today. We call ourselves Muslims today, or Hebrews today. We call ourselves Hindus and Buddhists. Well, all of us should be found coming together, fighting the oppressor with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Ah, now he says, for they sleep not. Every day, the wicked ruling class and families are thinking day and night how to kill, how to destroy, how to thieve land, wealth, and resources. They have think tanks. They as individuals sleep, but they as a class never sleep. These think tanks in various places strategically created in America and all over the earth, they think and are paid to think on behalf of the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the synagogue of Satan. And they think of new ways to kill, new ways to destroy. They create more weapons of warfare. These thinkers who are the planners for the military create more weapons of warfare and destruction, more clever weapons of warfare and destruction. They don't sleep. As a class, the wicked ruling class and families never sleep, except they have done mischief, meaning that they get good sleep when they kill. They get good sleep when they destroy. They do good sleep when they have done mischief to the human family. Let me look up that word mischief. 7489, ra'ah. They're taking ra and using ra for evil. They're taking light and using light for evil. Means bad, evil, displeasing, injurious. So unless these folk have done wickedness and mischief and done evil to people, that's when they get real good sleep. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. Go on, Solomon, and preach about the wicked ruling class and ruling families. He is saying that the wicked ruling class and ruling families, they don't get good sleep when they haven't done wickedness, only until they cause someone to fall. Let me look up this word fall. 3782 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Kashal. To stumble, to stagger, to totter. So he's saying that the wicked ruling class and families are thinking of ways to call sisters and brothers of the human family to fall. And until they have thought of new ways to make us fall into their traps, then they don't get good sleep. But when they have done wickedness and have caused us to fall into their wickedness and support killing and destruction of the human family, oh, they get good sleep then. Verse 17 of chapter 4 in Proverbs, Solomon says, for they eat, watch this, they eat the bread of wickedness. Lord have mercy, Jesus. The House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, day and night, feed off of wickedness. Let me look up this word wickedness. 7562. Resha. Wrong. Wickedness. Guilt. Wickedness. Ethical relations. Crime against civil law. You see, that's why you gotta let the Bible teach you. You gotta research the definitions of these words. The House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers break all laws. They break the laws of God. They break the laws of the universe. They break the laws of the land. They break civil law. They break all the laws. And all the time when they set up these international courts, you see them pull some black leader someplace. When they gonna put Bush on trial? When they gonna put Herbert Walker Bush on trial? Obama deserves to be put on trial today. When they gonna put Bill Clinton on trial? When they gonna put Jimmy Carter on trial? When they gonna put Dennis Blair, Tony Blair, Berlusconi, Sarkozy? When are they gonna put the CIA on trial, the FBI on trial, the Mossad on trial? You see, these are the ones who have broken all the laws with violence, creating warfare and bloodshed. Look at the bankers in Wall Street and whatnot who break laws every day, who create institutions and who create implementations to destroy the human family. Poverty is a sin. When you put people in poverty, you have broken the moral universal law of Ma'atian law of truth, justice, and righteousness. And my beautiful sister, Ma'ati, I wish I had a name correct in my head. She was a beautiful sister who was the first African woman winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, if I have it correct. She was a Kenyan, if I have it correctly. And she was a fighter for rights, a fighter for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. When we break law, we disrespect Ma'at. And that woman's name had Ma'at in it. And I'm going to have her name in my credits, in my summary page, so that you may look up information on that beautiful woman. She died of cancer, I believe. She was only 71 years old. But she stood up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And that beautiful black woman, I love her, and I thank her for such example of standing up for Africa. But when these wicked ones who break the universal Ma'atian law of truth, justice, and righteousness, and they want us to go along, and they maneuver us into going along, they eat the bread of wickedness. They eat and feed off of wickedness, and they drink the wine of violence. 2555. You see, many people would think about the gang banger, the drug dealer, the little hustler on the corner. He's or she is nothing compared to the house of Rothschilds. This word in the Hebrew language, 2555, kamase, means violence, wrong, cruelty, injustice. And when you look at what the house of Rothschilds do through the Obama administration and other administrations all over the earth, you see that it is cruel. It is unjust, and we must stand up against them. We must unite. You see how the Bible makes more sense when you look at it for the reality and go into the mind of the writer? This man, Solomon, is a revolutionary. He is talking to us so that we can unite against the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Verse 18 of Chapter 4. But the path of the just is the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And so our path is a path of justice. 6662. Sadek. Oh, yes. Sadek. Let me see. Sadek is the symbolic name of the pillar that is to the south in the temple facing the east. And so our right side is supposed to represent just, lawful, righteousness. Sadek. We're supposed to act righteously, think justly. We must stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. Can you imagine how Dr. King and Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad and Mega Evers and Fannie Lou Hamer and Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman would teach these scriptures? Imagine, we take the path of the just, and we are the shining light. Let me look up this word light right quick. Ore, feminine noun, light of the day, light of heavenly luminaries, moon, sun, and stars. So we representing that spiritual light, symbolized by that physical light, we take the path of justice, and we shine more and more unto the perfect day. More and more. Let me look up this word more right quick. More and more. Halak. We go, we walk, we come, we shine more and more. This word means to go, to walk, to come. That means in our going, in our walking, in our coming, in our departing, in our proceeding, we live the life. We live the life of light and righteousness and justice. And we walk and we gather ground. We move about the earth. We move from town to town, city to city. Remember that Jesus sent the disciples two by two from neighborhood to neighborhood, from tribe to tribe, from village to village, from Galilee to Judea to Samaria. And then he said to the entire world or the entire earth, meaning you take this light and you walk and you proceed and you depart with this light of justice and righteousness and take it all over the earth and win the oppressed to this way of light and righteousness and fight the wicked ruling class and ruling families until we move unto the perfect day. 3559, perfect, coon, to be firm, to be stable, to be established. 3559 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Let me take my next break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.
Even at my best is still my greatest enemy. Good intention never saved a soul, they never changed reality. You had to die for me, cause I'm only human. Try so hard and still get lost.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. All right. We are moving with the light of justice. Oh, today's recording date is Sunday, October 2nd. 2011. We, the believers, no matter your religion, no matter your political philosophy, communism, socialism, no matter your ethnicity, race, color, class, creed, gender, we who are the revolutionaries, we know that we're to fight the oppressor every day. We must organize, come together, fight the oppressor every day with the word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword. We have that light that is justice and righteousness. Mishpat is justice. When you are in the temple facing the east, that pillar to the north, your left looking out to the east, is Mishpat. It means justice. That pillar to the south, which is your right, means righteousness. And so with justice and with righteousness, we move all over the earth. We are the disciples moving from Jesus, going to take the oppressed and unite the oppressed with the light of justice and the light of righteousness, with the light of knowledge and the light of wisdom, with the power of the Most High Father and the power of the Most High Mother, Holy Spirit. Verse 18, chapter 4, Proverbs, and more shineth more, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And so that word perfect means is kun, 3559 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means to be firm. So we're going to be firm in justice and righteousness, like Dr. King and Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad, Mega Evers, Marcus Garvey, Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, like these wonderful illuminaries of light and justice and righteousness. To be stable. We're going to be stable in knowing that we are right, and we are right to defend the oppressed, and not only defend the oppressed, but deliver the oppressed. To be established. We're going to establish a new world order. And I don't mean that wicked world order spoken of by Bush, but the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. We are going to be the foundational stones for that wonderful day and time in this time on earth. Many folk are looking to go to heaven and stay in heaven forever. But the book of Revelation in the last two chapters tells you that God leaves heaven. Christ leaves heaven. New Jerusalem leaves heaven and comes to earth. And New Jerusalem is the bride. And you, the believer, are the bride of Christ, prepared as a bride for Christ on earth. You're the temple. And the temple will be on earth, dwelling among men, dwelling among women in this time. And you're the temple of God. So it's all about you, sisters and brothers. You are the Jerusalem. Jerusalem means founded in peace. You're the Jerusalem. We must work the peace within ourselves. We must go into our own souls and bring out that peace that passes all understanding. We must go within ourselves and bring out works of justice, works of righteousness. And everywhere we walk, that path we take justice and we take righteousness with us, and we unite with others who believe and work for justice and righteousness, and we deliver the oppressed in Africa, in Asia, in the Middle East, in the isles surrounding Africa and the Middle East, Madagascar, Diego Garcia, Mauritius, Mauritania, the Indian Ocean. We deliver with this pathway, this walking, this establishing of justice and righteousness, the oppressed in Central and South America, in Mexico, in the isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. And we establish the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Did not Jesus say that the kingdom of God is within you? Did not Jesus say that the kingdom is around you, among you, at hand? Where? Here and now on this earth. Go within yourself and know that you are the kingdom of God right here, right now on this earth. Go within yourself and know that you are the peace, that you are the temple, that you are that holy house of God on earth. And through us and through our works, we will fight this wicked system and we will be the winner. Let me move on to a couple of other verses. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Look, the wicked feed on death. They have a life of death, but we are to keep our heart. We're to be diligent in the keeping of our heart. The translation says, above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. So if we give our hearts and souls over to the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, we will find ourselves doing wickedness and supporting warfare and bloodshed. But if we guard our heart with all diligence, we will find ourselves issuing life and not death. Verse 24 of chapter 4 of Proverbs. Put away from thee the froward mouth. Let me see now. Watch this. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. What's a froward mouth? That word froward, 6143, on the Hebrew side. Ikeshuth. It means to distort and be distortion and crookedness. Look at how the heads of state come before their people and cause us to think that it is to our benefit to participate in supporting warfare and bloodshed all over the earth. Look at how these wicked ones come and oh my Lord, it's so much to say, so much to remember. Obama just gave a speech not long ago in which he said he was going to provide jobs. But in order to provide jobs, he was going to squeeze Medicare, Medicaid. And he wanted us to feel good about that because he was going to take some from the wealthy. Well, we know the wealthy are getting off scot-free. And we know that the poor and the oppressed, you shouldn't take anything from them. If you just look at the derivatives market, $4 quadrillion made and none of it taxed. Tax 1% of that. That's $4 trillion, I believe, is what $4 quadrillion is. If you just tax 1% of that, you can pay for all of your programs, pay for everything that the people need. But Obama, using wicked words, words of wickedness, words of crookedness, to cause us to think he's doing us a favor by providing jobs but squeezing Medicare, Medicaid to do so, and then taking a little bit from the wealthy. No, we're not going for it. That's distortion. That's crookedness. He also went before the Black Caucus, Congressional Black Caucus, about a week ago. Today's date is October the 2nd, 2011, Sunday, and said that, Black people. He didn't say black people. He was talking to black people. He said that stop complaining. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying. Take off your bedroom slippers and put on your marching shoes. And even Maxine Waters, who loves Barack Obama, had to say, what are you talking about, Obama? We're not complaining. We're standing up for our constituencies. He went on, Obama did, on BET, and said there's a group of black leaders who constantly criticize him. Who is he speaking of? Harry Belafonte, Minister Louis Farrakhan, Cornel West, Tavis Smiley, Jeremiah Wright, Omalia Shetella. Yeah, we criticize you based on truth, Barack Obama. We know that you have given your heart and soul to the synagogue of Satan. So what were your words designed to do? Promote crookedness and promote that which is wicked. Let me move that to this other word. A froward mouth and perverse lips. 3891 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Lizuth, feminine noun, deviation, perversity, crookedness. So Obama is deviating from the path of righteousness. Obama is deviating, has deviated from the path of justice in order to cause us to go after wickedness and injustice. When Netanyahu goes before the United Nations and says that Palestine can't be a state, when Obama goes before the United Nations and says the same, that is perversion. That is deviation from righteousness and justice. That is crooked. How come Palestine can't be a state? Now, it says, verse 25, chapter 4 of Proverbs, look, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. The translation, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Because we're on a pathway. We're moving with justice. We're moving with righteousness. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. The translation, mark out a straight path for your feet. Then stick to that path and stay safe. That means we're going to be straight. We're not going to be crooked. We're not going to join the Obama administration, Netanyahu administration, Berlusconi, Sarkozy, all of those heads of state that are doing the bidding of the wicked house of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Keep straight, sisters and brothers. Keep on the straight path of righteousness, on the straight path of justice. Verse 27, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Translation, don't get sidetracked. We are revolutionaries. We love righteousness. We love justice. We love to see deliverance for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Dr. King was presented with the opportunity to deviate from standing up for the oppressed, but he did not. Minister Malcolm X offered the opportunity to leave the oppressed. Stop advocating on behalf of the oppressed, but he remained true. He remained straight. Elijah Muhammad, Marcus Garvey, Medgar Evers, Fannie Lou Hamer, Farrakhan today, Omalley Ishiteller today, Jeremiah Wright today, Tavis Smiley, Cornel West, Harry Belafonte, Francis Cress Welsing, Asada Shakur, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Peltier. These are people in this time who have been offered the opportunity or missed opportunity to deviate from advocating for the oppressed. You and me, sisters and brothers, who no one knows our name, but we are working in our own way to stand up for equal rights and justice. Many will come and say, why don't you give up the pathway of standing for the oppressed? Give up that straight path. And let me move to another issue right quick before my time runs out. Inside Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, a tour of activist encampment at the heart of growing protest. Hundreds continue to camp out in a park in Manhattan's financial district for the Occupy Wall Street protest. The encampment got a boost this week from one of New York City's largest unions, the Transit Workers Union, announced its backing. So what has happened, sisters and brothers, is that a lot of young people from 18 to 25 are angry at the system and have gathered together at Wall Street because they know that the heart of the problem lies with Wall Street and the economic system of this wicked world order. These are sisters and brothers who want to do right, who want to be right, who want to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Many of them are students who have student loans. The Bible talks about not charging interest and charging usury and charging exorbitant prices when you sell someone something. These students coming into millions of dollars of debt after having graduated, they're saying we don't like that. They're saying we don't like how the wicked system, the financial system, Wall Street does to people. They had visitation from Michael Moore, Cornel West, Chris Hedges, and someone else that I can't think of. And so they want to be right and do right. So what we have to do is make sure that we get to our sisters and brothers so that they do not become like a tea party. We have to get to our unions and make sure the unions do not influence these sisters and brothers to just go behind Obama again when Obama runs for election. We have to look at the reality that both parties are controlled by the same forces that control Wall Street. And so my brother Webster Tarpley wanted to make sure that we understood that Soros is trying to do to these sisters and brothers on Wall Street what the Koch brothers did to the Tea Party. That the Koch brothers come from the right and the Soros people come from the left. The Koch brothers come from the Republican right and Soros comes from the Democratic Party left. But in the end, they will lead you back into the Republican or the Democratic Party and we'll be the loser again. So these sisters and brothers want to be on the straight path of justice and righteousness, and we want to stay on the straight path of justice and righteousness. That's all for this session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.